You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Time is 9:07. It is Tuesday, April the 8th of 2025. Temperature continuing to warm up. It's up to 28 degrees under sunny skies. Lots of blue skies out there. So it looks very nice. Still a little chilly, but things are going to start to warm up. We'll have more details on the weather coming up, but it is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, we will have at the bottom of the hour, we will have a chance to talk to some members of the D.C. Everest Theater Department. As coming up this weekend, D.C. Everest is performing All Shook Up musical over at the D.C. Everest Auditorium. We'll have members of the cast and the director with us coming up at 9:34 this morning. Then in our final segment, we'll have our daily history lesson as we will have the look at our famous events in history, as my mind just completely goes away. Celebrity birthdays, some acknowledgement of special days today, and our number for the day quiz with our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I forgot we were going to say in the last segment what the number for the day topic was, but real quickly, would you like to know what our topic is going to be?
I would. What is the topic for today?
Birds. Birds. There's, yeah, I could be more specific, but I think we're going to leave it just there, at least for now. I'm not sure yet.
That's
I just looked at it.
For now.
Okay, we will have birds come up with our number for the day quiz.
That sounds good.
All right, we'll have that a little bit later on. But every other Tuesday, we are very happy to welcome into studio, talk about what's happening at the Marathon County Public Library, Robin Vargas. Robin, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I tell you, it is a sunny day. At least you don't have to get wet in the walkover.
Correct. That is a good thing.
But you were bundled.
I was. Yeah, I am so ready for spring, I'll tell you.
It's going to be here sooner rather than later.
I hope so. It is Wisconsin. I know it happens. Yeah. It gets chilly in April, but I'm ready for spring.
Absolutely. A couple of weeks ago, you were very busy because it was spring break. Things get back kind of normal here at the library. Still busy?
Yeah, still busy, of course. But yeah, things have calmed down a little bit since spring break, but we still have our ongoing HVAC construction, and we've been doing some painting in the children's area, so keep them busy with all that
there
kind of stuff,
too. That's fantastic. And there's always these great activities, not just in Wausau, but throughout the county as well. How many branches again?
Eight branches. And our main headquarters. So 9 locations total.
If you're in Marathon County, not too far to go to get to a library.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get into it. What's happening? What's going on over at the library?
Yeah, so we have a couple of exciting author visits coming up. So today, actually, at our Athens branch, we're going to have a local author. His name is Jim Servey. He is a local veteran. He currently works, he's a professor at UWSP, and he's talking about his debut novel. It's called Forever Changed. He was a veteran. He was in Iraq and Afghanistan, so he kind of draws on those experiences and talks about, 9/11 and the aftermath and how it affects these characters in his book. And so it sounds really interesting, and to just get a chance to meet him and to hear about it from the author himself is a really neat experience. So
that is great.
That's at 5:30 tonight.
It's great to have an opportunity as well for local people that are, man, I mean, so many wonderful people in this area. And I actually had a chance to interview an author about a year ago who had written a wonderful book. But it's so hard sometimes to break through, to make sure that people know about it.
Yes.
I think that's a wonderful idea. So that's a great thing if you're in Athens today to check out.
Or if you're not in Athens, drive on over.
it's not too far.
Yeah, exactly.
Highway 29 here from Wausau. It's very easy to get to Athens.
Yeah,
absolutely right.
For sure.
What else is going on?
So while we're talking about author visits, I'll talk about our next one, which is about 2 weeks away, but it's Monday the 21st, and her name is Mona Susan Power. She is a pretty well-known author. She'll be discussing her book called A Council of Dolls, and it won the Minnesota Book Award. It was longlisted for the National Book Award, this really prestigious book award in the U.S., and so it's a great book, and she will be at the Spencer Book Club to discuss it with them. And so another great opportunity to meet an author and to hear about the book from her and to just get some more insight. You'll have a chance to ask her some questions about it and really get into it. So that's at Spencer on April 21st.
And again, that's great that they're able to go to the branches as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, bring it to the people. That's so wonderful.
Sure. Yeah.
So a couple of authors coming up in the next 2 weeks. But again, you have so many different programs going on as well at the libraries.
Yeah. So in Edgar this week, they have Weather Week happening. So all throughout the week, you can stop by the branch. They'll have different crafts and activities for kids. I want to say like a pet cloud was one of the things that they have listed that they'll be doing. I don't know what that means, but I was interested. I would like to make a pet cloud. On Friday, they'll be making some coffee filter rainbows. So stop on in the branch for some different crafts this week. Also in Mosinee, they'll be doing some glass bead magnets all week long. So if you're in the area, want to stop in and just get a little crafty, you can make some glass bead magnets. That's for all ages.
By the way, isn't it every week Weather Week, though?
It really is, yes.
You could have Weather Week any week of the year. You can spread them around all the branches. There's my idea for you to...
For sure. I think it might be like a tornado drill week, though, something. I think on Thursday there's a drill.
It's severe weather week. You're exactly right. We talked to our meteorologist about that yesterday.
Perfect,
so.
Yeah.
So actually it does work out very nicely. It is themed this week.
There you go. But it could happen any week, you're right.
Exactly. Always good
to learn about the weather.
What else is going on?
Yeah, at our Marathon City branch tomorrow from 1 to 7, you can stop by to make some pressed flower bookmarks. That's for teens and adults. And on Saturday here in Wausau, we have one that I'm really excited about. We haven't really had a program like this, I don't know, ever, but it's called Sourdough Starter Basics. And so we'll be showing you how to create your own sourdough starter so that you can then go home and bake your own bread. And really, it is the gift that keeps on giving, because once you have a little bit of your starter, you can just keep growing it and just it goes on forever. So
the variety that you folks have in terms of the programming is always so impressive.
We really try to cover all of our bases.
Do you guys have meetings where you kind of brainstorm this kind of stuff? Because I mean, sometimes it feels like, man, I wouldn't even think of something like that. And yet there's so many of these kind of events that you talk about every couple of weeks that are just sort of, you know, you think about it, you kind of nod, you want to do things that are a little different, make people think, maybe expose them to something a little bit different that they can use in their everyday lives. How do you go about doing that?
Exactly. Yeah, there is some collaboration, I would say, especially with our summer events. We try and collaborate on those a little bit more. But the other ones, it's kind of just, I would say, what the event planner or branch coordinator is kind of passionate about. And you can kind of see that. Like, our Mosinee branch has a lot of pet events, a lot of animal-related events. And our branch coordinator there is really passionate about animals and the care of animals, you know. Some of our, like Edgar, will have a lot of artsy ones. Both of the ladies there are very artsy. One of them has a degree in art. And so, yeah, trying to just bring some of those passions, you know, to the library and to the public and use that experience.
Fantastic. No, very interesting indeed. Anything else we want to be talking about, people should be thinking about?
Yeah, also on Saturday at our Wausau location for teens, we're having upcycled fashion. So we're asking the teens to bring a clothing item that they would like to upcycle. They can do some, you know, add a patch, do some embroidery, cut some fringe, do some bleach dyeing, anything like that. You know, it's Earth Day in April, so trying to think of ways we can upcycle, maybe give some new life to something instead of letting it go to a landfill.
Upcycle. I have to admit that term is a little bit unusual to me.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
what's upcycle?
Essentially like recycling, but giving it a new purpose.
So actually, instead of just recycling, sort of pushing, you know, adding a little bit
yes,
to it.
Okay, yes, very exactly.
Good. Especially, and the teens are good at that.
Yeah, for sure. They'll come in and do something wild and crazy, I'm sure.
And so. That's Saturday at 2:30?
Correct, yes. Yeah, very good. At our Wausau location.
Perfect for a Saturday.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
What else is happening that we need to know about?
Yeah, next week in Wausau on Tuesday the 15th for children, we have a spring bunny collage. So that'll be a fun craft. That's from 3 to 5 on Tuesday. And then we'll go back just one day. But starting Mondays in April, we kicked off our first one yesterday. But for teens, we're having a study hall every Monday in April and May. And it's just a time for teens to come in. You know, it's getting kind of close to the end of the school year. Work on those papers, study for those tests. We'll have some snacks. Yesterday we had bananas and granola bars and fruit snacks. We have some fidgets, you know, some brain break activities for when you working a little too hard, you know, 45 minutes, then you need a little break, need to step away for a sec. So we've got fun stuff to do in those mean times. But yeah, come on down and study with us.
Fantastic. We got about a minute to go. Is there anything else that we should mention before we wrap things up?
Yeah, we do have a couple of more educational classes coming up. So today in Mosinee at 1 p.m., there's a class about Social Security disability benefits. We have a lot about Social Security, but this one is specifically about the disability benefits. And then in Edgar tomorrow, Wednesday at 4 p.m., there's a understanding health insurance benefits. And then the same one will be in Stratford on April 24th. So again, just important to know about those things. Health insurance benefits, I'll be honest, it's a lot of mumbo jumbo in my brain.
Same here. I mean, it really is. I mean, man, there's probably some basic points that I think we all need to know, especially as we get older too. That's fantastic. So again, lots going on. You can always check out mcpl.us.
Yep.
And also follow on Facebook as well.
Yeah.
Robin Vargas again, you know, busy. We always appreciate you coming on by.
Thank you so much.
Have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you.
We're going to take a time out and be right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, after our information update, we'll be joined by members of the DC Everest Performing Arts Department, who will be performing All Shook Up inspired by and featuring the songs of the King Elvis Presley. That will be on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the DC Everest Senior High Theater. So we'll look forward to that coming up at about 9:34 this morning. Also, then our final segment, of course, our daily history lesson. I've made a audible here. We're not going to do the birds. Not going to do the birds. I'm going to I don't like this. I'm gonna give it to you right now.
I'll give it to you. It's okay.
No, we're gonna do it. We're gonna have a number that involves today, our day in history, because on April the 8th of 1974, something famous happened.
April 8th of 1974.
And it involves baseball.
Baseball.
So we're going to change it and make it baseball. But I'm going to give you the bird one just as a practice. Let's do that because I just don't like this one.
Nothing wrong with having a warm-up.
But back in 2019, a study said how many birds die each year in the U.S. after striking tall buildings.
This was a study in 2019?
2019. And this was a study that said this many birds die each year in the United States after striking tall buildings. They fly into a building and boom, they die because maybe they get fooled by the glass and the windows and such. And
what are my choices?
Okay, the choices would be 100 million birds.
Okay.
300 million birds. 600 million birds. 600 million, 300 million, 100 billion. That doesn't make sense to me. But that was the question that was sent off. And
2019,
a study said how many birds die each year in the U.S. after striking tall buildings.
100 million, 300 million, or 600 million. Wow.
I know. It seems like those numbers are just outrageous. All of them.
I'm just going to take a guess here, but I'm going to say, I'm going to go with A. I'm going to say 100 million. I'm going to go with the smallest number.
All right.
Just as a practice.
I'm glad it was a practice then, because the study from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology.
That's a big word.
I know. Said 600 million birds die each year in the U.S. after striking tall buildings. That makes no sense to me. I know that birds, there's a lot of birds out there, and they may, you know.
I didn't think there was that many that could die from hitting the glass.
I know. It's like that seems insane. That's only in the United States. That's not even around the world. Could you imagine if you were going to take that and spread it around the world? There would be billions.
Probably over a billion.
Yeah, billions. I mean, because 600 is pretty darn close. 600 million is pretty darn close to a billion itself. So I'm glad that we changed.
I'm glad you called an audible, because I think the baseball one that falls along with our day in history will be a
I think it'll be a better
more
one
interesting
too.
One.
Yep, exactly. All right, so that's... Again, I shook my head and I kind of rushed it because I did not really, because I forgot in the last segment of the last hour, going to give it to you.
That's a fun fact for today, people. If you didn't know that and someone asks you, you got fun with your friends just trying to have them guess that number.
You'd think that if there were 600 million birds that were killed every year from running into buildings, that we'd be kicking birds on our pathways all the time. They'd be on the ground all over the place. I've never seen a bird on the ground, you know, to be honest with you. So it's like...
Not really.
Yeah. Hey, want to remind folks that today there was a bit of a change in terms of our high school sports broadcast schedule. We were scheduled to have Wausau West High School baseball against Menominee. First, it was set to be played at Wausau West. Then it was moved to Wisconsin Rapids, and then it was postponed altogether. So last night I found out the game was postponed, and that instead we're going to do high school softball today. The Wausau West Warriors take it on the Merrill Blue Jays in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. It'll be the first WVC game of the season for the Warriors, and we'll be over at Wausau West today. 4:20 for the pregame, 4:30 for the first pitch. That's Wausau West softball this afternoon, 4:20 airtime, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. One thing I've learned over the years is that when it comes to our schedule for spring high school sports, you have to be very flexible because things change because of the weather and field conditions and like that.
Absolutely.
Don't have to really worry about that during the rest of the year because during winter sports you play indoors. The only way that game would be postponed is because of a blizzard where you can't travel very well, so they'll postpone a game because of terrible weather conditions, and normally that would not be a problem because we don't want to travel as much as the teams want to travel when you get a foot of snow. But during the spring you could just have field conditions like today. I mean, it's not going to be a terrible day. It's going to be chilly, but the fact the Warrior baseball team can't play.
It won't be as windy.
Right. So that is such a big factor. I mean,
absolutely.
I tell you, when you're outside, when it's not windy, it can be chilly, but you don't feel bad. Boy, no. It can be kind of warm, and it's really windy, and it'll go through your body. So you're exactly right. So
definitely feel that.
So again, join us this afternoon for Wausau West softball against Merrill at 4:20 here on 98.9 WXCO. And again, why do we do this? Why do we cause all this, you know, have to worry about the weather and all this stuff? Why
It's because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that still covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
There you go. Exactly
right.
We are
proud to keep saying it for as long as we can.
We are proud of that. Mm-hmm. Hey, coming up, we got an information update. And then after that, we're also proud to bring in a lot of the talented young people of our area. And we will talk to members of the cast and production of All Shook Up, D.C. Everest Performing Arts, happening Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the D.C. Everest Senior High Theater. So that's coming up after our information update. The time is 9:29. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And of course, you can also see a video stream of us on YouTube, youtube.com, and the 98.9 WXCO channel on the app. And if you're on YouTube, you see our table is filled here. It's the second day in a row we've had a complete round table. Shakespearean in itself around the table with young performers. And of course, yesterday we had some youngsters from the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater. Last week we had a full table full of performers from Wausau West. And today we have performers from DC Everest. And coming up this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Thursday at 6:30, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 1 p.m. It is the D.C. Everest Performing Arts Department and All Shook Up at the D.C. Everest Senior High Theater. We're very happy to welcome four of the performers from D.C. Everest. And to start things off, we're going to go around the table. We're going to start with the young ladies and going to tell us who you are and what role you're playing in the show.
My name is Rylan Delk. I am a junior at DC Everest, and I am playing Mayor Matilda Hyde. So I play the very strict and very conservative mayor of the town in 1955.
Very nice. And next up?
And I'm Catherine Harmon. I'm also a junior, and I'm playing Natalie. She is a female mechanic in the 50s who falls in love with our main character, Chad.
Very good. And now the gentleman.
My name's Noah Keenbaum. I'm a senior at DC Everest, and I play Sheriff Earl, who is Mayor Matilda Hyde's sidekick, and he's kind of a bumbling buffoon of a cop and does her bidding.
Very good. And finally?
And I am Shiloh Burgess. I'm a senior at DC Everest, and I play Chad, who's just aroused about, who's singing his song and loving his ladies.
Very, very good. And of course, the title, All Shook Up, you know, makes us think of Elvis. And this is a show inspired by the songs of Elvis Presley. But there is not an Elvis in the show. Could you, one of you can jump in, just give us a sense of the show itself. Maybe set the stage for what people are going to see on starting on Thursday evening.
Well, it's 1955, and the show takes place in a small Midwestern town that nobody really knows where. But one day, this roustabout comes in to this town that has a lot of order, and he shakes things up. And he causes a lot of ruckus, and there stirs a lot of romance and just trouble in the town. And it's this town coming together and trying to figure out, what are we doing? Like, what is actually happening in our lives? What should we follow? What should we not? Like, should we follow our dreams or should we not follow our dreams? And that's basically the show.
And basically, before we ask you a little bit more about the production, I want to ask each of you about your experiences, because obviously you have a great opportunity here with this production. I wanted to ask each of you, how long have you been involved in theater? Is this something that you've had a lot of experience with? Is this a first-time opportunity? Again, for each of you, how long have you been involved in theater? Maybe how many shows have you done as well?
I'll start.
Sure.
I've been involved in theater for while now. Since I was in elementary school, I started doing some like children's theater and community theater stuff, and and when I got to the high school, I really fell in love with the senior show projects at our high school. So yeah.
Well, let me ask you, what have you gotten from your experiences in these productions? What brings you back? Because obviously you've had some experience. What brings you back? What is the best aspect of being part of these productions?
I think not only like my love for singing and performing, but also just the connections that I make with all of the performers and the production staff and the crew that really keeps me coming back.
How many shows have you been involved with?
I'm pretty sure this is my 12th show.
Oh, wow.
I started the summer of my freshman year, so this is my third year doing shows.
What keeps you coming back?
I'd say definitely the people and the adrenaline that you get from going on stage and performing in front of a bunch of people. I think also the experience of jumping into different roles, and you get to step outside of your real life and you get to experience something that you may not be going through. Most of the time, you never will experience that role or that situation in your life. And it's kind of a step outside of your life, and you get to just live a new life almost.
And guys, how about you? Have you both experienced in terms of theater and how many shows? And when did you start?
Well, I started in fourth grade. So I'm somewhere around 20 shows right now. And I don't know. I just love being able to like come back and be something different every show. Like, and I've never had two shows where I've played a similar character. Mm. It's always been like a same type, but never like the same character. It's always set in a different time period or like just different overall vibe. And it's always something new, which I really enjoy.
And I got to apologize. I should have written down all of your first names.
And again, I'm Noah.
Noah, again. How about you? How many shows have you been involved in? How old were you the first time around?
I started doing theater when I was around 8 or 9. So this is probably my between 20th and 25th show. Mm. And what keeps me coming back to theater is the experiences, because I've had a very wide variety of experiences in theater. I've played the same role multiple times. I've played a different role. I've played roles way outside my comfort zone, and it's always fun to immerse yourself in a different world and experience something different.
Again, we're talking to cast members from All Shook Up, DC Everest Performing Arts Department, staging Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the DC Everest Senior High School Theater. The challenge of this show, I ask you, what is been the biggest challenge either within the show itself or within the characters you're playing? This time we'll start with Noah and the gentleman, and then we'll go to the girls. But what has been the biggest challenge of this production, maybe for individually and maybe for the group as a whole?
For me, my character doesn't speak very much. So I'm an actor primarily. So being able to perform without saying anything is something that I've had to really adapt to. you can't really like put emphasis on words or use hyperbole to exaggerate what you're saying. So you have to like, for me, it took a lot of like thinking about what can I say without moving my mouth? What can I do with my arms, my eyebrows, my mouth being closed? So that was something that I really learned to adapt to and something I'll definitely be using in the future.
And first name again, I got to get this in my head.
Yeah, I'm Shiloh.
Shiloh, okay.
And so for me, I think I'm pretty used to playing like a more serious, dramatic character. And in this show, I'm playing kind of a complete opposite, like just funny guy that shows up. So it's been a hard change to get into the mindset of being a more comedic character instead of the more serious one.
And ladies, again, if you can give me the first name so I can try to remember it in my head. And then the biggest challenge for this production.
I'm Catherine. Again, and Catherine. Yeah.
I apologize. I don't have the names in front of me here.
And I think that the biggest challenge for me for this show is kind of like Shiloh said, this is not a character that I'm really used to playing. Usually a character type that I like lean towards is more of like a very girly girl princess type. But this Natalie is like female mechanic, very tomboy-esque, even like dresses up as a guy for most of the show. So I've really had to like adapt to the character, and like it's really outside of my comfort zone.
And finally,
I'm Rylan again.
And Rylan,
and I'd say the biggest challenge for me as well would be the character type and just trying to portray this new type of character that normally I don't get to play. My character is very Matilda is very uptight and strict, and everybody she meets she has a different reaction to, and I think definitely working with different people all around, whether they're ensemble or they're a fellow lead, everybody is a new experience, a new reaction, a new chemistry, and I think working on the chemistry with all of my fellow actors on stage has definitely been a challenge and something that I've learned and grown on and I'm going to use in the future.
Are any of you considered yourselves musical people, or have you each been able to do both straight plays and musicals? I guess is anybody sort of a strictly musical person here?
Yeah, I think I am.
Okay.
I know my strengths certainly lie more so towards the singing and dancing part of shows. I feel like I'm not a super strong actor, but you know, like my strengths lie in the more musical aspects compared to the more like straight play and acting side of things.
Would any of you consider yourselves more of a straight play edge? Okay, and Noah, what are the challenges then when you step maybe into a musical as opposed to a straight play?
So for when I do musicals rather than straight plays, it takes a lot more time for me, especially with dancing, singing too, some depending on it a lot. I really enjoy music. I really love music. I really love musical culture, but I am definitely more of an actor.
And ladies, what about you? Have they had the mixture of straight plays and musicals? And maybe for both of you, what are the biggest positives for doing a musical, maybe as compared to a straight play?
Yeah, so I have done both straight plays and musicals. My first straight play was actually with Noah. Actually, both of them were. And I've done musicals. I started off with musicals, and then I hopped on the train of straight plays. And I love them both, and I think they both have their benefits. I think straight plays, you get so much from acting, and a lot of the time it is acting without speaking, and you don't get that musical notation of like, oh, we're going to have this number to explain how we're feeling. It's a lot of your vocal tone and the choices you make with your body. And I think in musicals, you get the advantage of being so diverse in the realms of singing and dancing and acting. So you get to merge kind of everything together, and you have to apply all three at the same time. And it's like multitasking, but in a very unique and creative way. And yeah, I love doing both, and I think I will forever continue to do both. But yeah.
Like to add anything?
Yeah, I'd say I'm more like Shiloh. I've never been in a straight play. I think it'd be a a little out of my comfort zone, because I'd say my talents lie more in my vocal abilities. So that's why I really love musicals. And that's the thing I love most about musicals, is the singing aspect. So I've never really been interested in street plays. But yeah, I think that's what makes musicals so enjoyable for me.
We got about 2 minutes to go, and before we wrap up, for folks, when you talk to maybe friends or family or just people that you run into, why should they come to this show? What is it about this show that that people should think about? Why it would be fun to go to the show this weekend? Anything that particular about this show that really kind of you think that people will grab a hold of?
I personally think the show is hilarious for any generations. There's so many jokes that any culture, any generation will be able to grasp on. And I think it makes the story really relatable to something that's a very unrealistic story. Mm-hmm. And I think the humor of the show and the different characters really bring the whole stage to life. And I think the audience, there's a lot of audience participation in our show, so I think it will really bring a lot of joy to anybody who comes to see the show.
Anything?
Yeah, I also think just the amount of work that everyone has put into this show, like, it really is going to pay off and just going to be a great show overall. Like, a huge thanks to the all the parents who helped paint and build the set and everything. It all just looks amazing, and I think it'll be really exciting and cool to see.
And quickly,
yeah, I'd also like to add, there's stuff in the show for everyone. It has the strong Shakespearean core, like we were talking about, based off Twelfth Night. It has comedy, it has iconic music, and the set is beautiful. The music is iconic and stunning. Everyone from the directors to the parents to the cast and crew has done an incredible job bringing this together.
All Shook Up, DC Everest Performing Arts Department, Thursday 6:30, Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 1. You can get tickets by going to dce.booktix.com. We'll also have that as part of our show notes on our archive on our show page when we put up our audio of this show. Break a leg and have a lot of fun. And thank you all for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
We'll take a quick time out and come right back. Our daily history lesson coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. 28 degrees, 9:52 here on this Tuesday morning, April the 8th of 2025. This is day number 98 of this year. There are 267 days remaining in this year of 2025.
Only 2 days away till we hit that
triple digits.
100 days.
Yep. It's flying right on by.
It certainly is.
Some famous events have occurred on this date, April the 8th in history. 1893, the first recorded college basketball game occurred in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. And of course, last night was the NCAA championship game, with Florida defeating Houston 65-63. On this date in 1895, the United States Supreme Court declared income tax to be unconstitutional in Pollock v. Farmers Loan and Trust Company. On this date in 1904, Long Acre Square in Midtown Manhattan was renamed Times Square after the New York Times. On this date in 1986, in a landslide, actor Clint Eastwood was elected mayor of Carmel, California. On this date in 1992, retired tennis great Arthur Ashe announced that he had AIDS, acquired from a blood transfusion during one of his two heart surgeries. On this date in 2019, as we mentioned earlier, a study said 600 million birds die each year in the U.S. after striking tall buildings.
That's unbelievable.
I know it. It is unbelievable. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor John Schneider played Bo Duke in the Dukes of Hazzard, 65 years old today. Izzy Stradlin of Guns N' Roses is 63. Dean Norris of Breaking Bad and Under the Dome is 62. Robin Wright from The Princess Bride, Land, Forrest Gump had a wonderful role in that movie as well. Robin Wright is 59 years old today. Patricia Arquette of Medium and Severance and many other movies as well, 57 years old today. Actor Emma Caulfield from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, WandaVision, Beverly Hills 90210, 52 years old today. Taylor Kitsch of Waco, The Terminal List, and True Detective is 44. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Zoo Lovers Day.
Great day to go to the zoo.
It is Trading Cards for Grown-Ups Day. It is Dog Fighting Awareness Day. It is Draw a Picture of a Bird Day before it goes into the building.
Yes.
And this one is a very special event.
Okay.
It is Dog Farting Awareness Day.
I don't know who comes up with this.
Go out there and wish. Yeah, go out there and wish everybody a happy Dog Farting Awareness Day.
That's pretty funny.
Yes, it is. All right. It is time now for our number for the day, our number for the day quiz. Every weekday, we wrap things up by giving Ian an opportunity to guess the number for the day. I give him three choices, one of which is correct, two of which are incorrect. And based on the math, he should get one out of three right, which is 33%. So if he's above 33% for the week, he gets a passing grade. If he's below 33%, he gets a failing grade. However, we want more than just a passing grade. We want a winning week, which is 50% or better. So more right than wrong. And his best ever week is 4 out of 5, 80%. He's done that three different times. And we're still looking for that first ever perfect week of 5 out of 5. And he's still got a chance because he is 1 for 1 so far this week.
Yeah.
All right. Our number for the day
is about baseball.
Yep. On this date, April the 8th of 1974, Hank Aaron of the Atlanta Braves broke Babe Ruth's record for home runs in a career. Hank hit a home run against the LA Dodgers, breaking Babe Ruth's record.
Okay.
And the question and the number is, how many home runs did Hank Aaron finish his career with? How many home runs did Hank Aaron end up finishing his career with? He finished with the Brewers for 2 years. And how many home runs did Hank Aaron have in his career?
What are my choices?
Okay. Your choices are A, 755. B, 855. C, 955. So how many home runs did Hank Aaron hit in his career?
755, 855, or 955.
That is right.
And he beat
Babe Ruth's record.
I can't remember what Babe Ruth's record was. Okay. 755, 855, or 955. Okay, I'm going to say, just going with my gut here, I'm going to say 755. I'm going to go with A as my final answer. I'm going 755.
All right. Well, today, on this date, in 1974, Hank Aaron of the Atlanta Braves hit his 715th home run in a game against the Dodgers, breaking Babe Ruth's record. And Hank Aaron finished his career with 755 home runs.
Yes. A 2 out of 2.
2 out of 2. Off to a roaring start here this week.
So already I secured a passing week.
Yep. So now we can start to even look higher up.
Here. Now the pressure is really on.
Higher up.
Yep. Hey. Up that ladder.
Two for two. We like that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Robin Vargas of the Marathon County Public Library for joining us, and also thanks to cast members from All Shook Up from DC Everest Performing Arts as well. Tomorrow, Bob Look will be with us in hour number one. Sean Wright from the Grand Theater will join us in hour number two. Ian, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everyone.
We'll see you tomorrow here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.